Sparkle friends, hello. Welcome to the Sparkle Stories podcast. This is Lisbeth. And today I am bringing you a third week of fairy stories. So at Sparkle Stories in April, we are all about fairies. And this week we are talking about building fairy houses and making fairy foods and all the ways that you can engage with the fairies in your home and your yard and your world. And so I've picked a story called Three Little Fairy Houses. It's, of course, a Martin and Sylvia story because they love fairies. And in this story, there's a big storm coming and Sylvia is trying to figure out the best and most sturdy fairy house she can build by the brook so that it stays safe. So listen in and find out what she figures out about the very best fairy houses. The story you're about to hear is part of our giant library of nearly 1,500, that's 1,500 original stories at Sparkle Stories. That is so many stories. We have over 200 just about fairies. Plus, we have new Martin and Sylvia stories we are sharing this month. You can enjoy all of our stories for free for a week. Go to sparklestories.com and click the button at the top that says Start Free Trial. Then you can listen to as much as you like, anytime you like. Okay, now onto the story, Three Little Fairy Houses from the Martin and Sylvia Saturdays collection. Enjoy.
Martin and Sylvia live in a tall house with lots of windows. From their second-story loft bedroom, they can see their entire backyard, with the tall maple and oak trees on one side and the horse fence that borders the Browns' farm on the other. Brother and sister can also see the mountains in the distance, as well as the tip of the town hall steeple in their downtown. Downtown is a special place for Martin and Sylvia, as many of their favorite things are there. Mama's office, Daddy's studio, the bakery, the Weber's restaurant, and the central green where the many seasonal festivals are held. Brother and sister's favorite downtown spot, however, is the town library. They go to the library at least once a week, and sometimes two times, to collect books to read at home as well as to find out about things that interest them. Once, when Martin wanted to build a real igloo, he found a book about houses around the world. When Sylvia wanted to make saltwater taffy, just like the kind they had at the fair, she found a book with recipes and pictures. There's a little sitting corner in the children's section of the library, where there are puffy seats and small tables. Often, Martin and Sylvia get their new books and look at them during the ride home, but every now and then they get to stay at the library and read in the sitting corner. On one autumn morning, Sylvia found a picture book about the Three Little Pigs story. She knew the story well, but had never seen this version, so she plopped down in one of the puffy seats and started to page through. Martin was curious about her book, so he sat next to her and looked as well. "Can you read it?" asked Sylvia, pointing to the words. Martin held the book a little bit closer and read. "The pig asked the man, 'Please, man, give me that straw so I can make a house with it.'" Martin read on about the wolf blowing down the house of straw and the house of sticks and how the pigs all went to their brother's house of brick and everyone was safe. It took a while to read, but when he was finished, both brother and sister were satisfied. "That's a good story," said Sylvia with a sigh. "And you read it really nice." "Thanks," said Martin proudly. Then he noticed that Mama was ready to head home, so they gathered up the rest of their books and followed her to the checkout desk. "Did you hear about the storm coming?" asked Charlotte, the librarian, as she checked them out. "No," said Mama with some surprise. "What kind of storm?" "Mostly wind and rain," said Charlotte. "But if it gets colder, we might have our first snow. Hard to believe, considering how sunny it is this morning." Martin, Sylvia, and Mama all looked out the front windows and saw lots of bright sunshine. "Well, luckily we'll have some books for the afternoon," said Mama with a smile. They said their goodbyes and hopped into the car with their books. While Martin looked at a book about children building a rocket ship, Sylvia looked at a book about trees. As she paged through the book, she saw paintings of trees. Each tree had a little fairy or an elf sitting or standing at its base. The oak tree had a little oak elf with an acorn cap. The pine fairy had a little pine cone hat. Sylvia was very fond of fairies, so she enjoyed every single page. But when she reached the willow tree and its fairy, she thought about the willow trees that lined the brook in their backyard. In the picture book, the willow tree was filled with silver and golden leaves, and the fairy looked happy and magical. She wondered about the willow trees that lined the brook. They no longer had their leaves, and surely the fairies that lived there would need shelter for the coming storm. "I'm going to work on fairy houses when we get home," she announced to Mama and Martin. "They need better houses for the storm. Is it going to be a big storm, Mama?"
"Charlotte seems to think so," said Mama. "There will likely be some rain and wind. In fact, I think I can see some clouds in the distance."
Sylvia looked quickly out the window and saw dark wisps beyond Mount Mooseberry. She felt a little nervous in that moment, that she wouldn't have enough time to make them houses that were strong enough for the storm.
"Can you help me, Martin?" she asked. "You're a good, what is the word when you make things that are strong?"
"Engineer," said Martin proudly. "I'm good at inventions and being an engineer."
"Yeah. Can you help me with my fairy houses? I need really, really strong ones."
"You should build them out of stone," said Martin with a nod. "Like the three little pigs, remember?"
"Oh, yeah," said Sylvia as she recalled the pictures of the straw house and the stick house being blown into bits.
Then she thought about the brick and stone house and frowned a little.
"But that won't work," she said, looking at Martin.
"That's good for pigs because they can live in all sorts of houses, but fairies like certain kinds of houses. Punties like stone houses, but elves don't like them. They like stick houses, and pixies like grass ones."
"But those are all going to blow away," said Martin, who gave it some thought.
"But maybe we can tie the sticks so that they'll be stronger."
"Yeah," said Sylvia, who was grateful Martin wanted to help. "We can tie them so they won't blow away."
"I'll have to think about it," said Martin.
"You do the thinking and engineer part, and I'll get all the sticks and grass and things," said Sylvia, who was now ready to get to work.
Then she looked back out the window toward Mount Mooseberry and saw that the clouds were slightly closer.
"We're going to have to work fast," she said quietly.
Finally, they arrived at their house, and Sylvia jumped out of the car.
"Can you take my books, Martin?"
she asked as she pulled on her jacket and warm hat.
"I need to get the sticks and grass and things."
"Okay," said Martin. "I'll get the string and other engineering stuff."
Then Sylvia dashed into the backyard, and he gathered the books and marched up the front steps. When Sylvia arrived at the edge of the brook, she knew she had her work cut out for her. There was a pile of small stones next to the brook that she thought would make a fine house for the punties. It just needed a little fixing up. But the rest of the houses she needed to make from scratch. She needed to make a stick house for the wood elves, a grass or straw house for the pixies, and a leaf and dried flower house for the flower fairies. That was a lot of fairy houses, and though it was still sunny out, she knew she did not have much time. She gathered up a bunch of sticks and then some long stalks of grass along the horse fence and some dried leaves and flowers in the garden.
She brought the pile to the back deck and then knocked on the door. Martin came and opened it, and she presented what she'd found so far.
"That's really good," said Martin. "I think we're going to need some more grass, though. Mama knows a way to make the grass really strong, like the straw roofs from the Little Ilsa book, remember?"
"Oh, yeah," said Sylvia with a smile. "And we have to make a leaf house, too, for the flower fairies. I got some of these dried mums for that."
"Hmm," said Martin with a frown. "I'm not sure how to make that strong, but we can work on it."
Sylvia nodded, and Martin nodded back. Then she ran back to the horse fence to get more grass. When she returned, she collected up all the materials off the porch and brought them inside to the work table. Martin had already drawn up some ideas.
"Remember when we made those ferry boats," he said, pointing to one of his drawings, "and we tied together sticks with string?"
Sylvia nodded and looked at the sticks she brought in.
"Well, we can make little walls of sticks in here and then bring them to the brook and stick them into the ground."
"Oh, we can tie the walls with strings," said Sylvia, now understanding. "That will be really strong. But what about the straw?"
"Mama knows," said Martin, who looked back at the kitchen.
"Mama?"
"Sure,"
she said, wiping her hands on a towel.
"So it is similar to your stick walls, except you're going to wrap a handful of long stalks of grass around a stick and then tie it tight. You do that with another handful and then another handful, and soon you'll have a little wall of straw."
She then showed them by taking several stalks of grass and bending it around a short stick. Martin handed her a string, and she tied the stick end so that it was secured.
"Oh," said Sylvia. "Maybe Martin can do that part because it's kind of complicated, and I'll do the stick ones. But what about the leaf and flower ones?"
"I don't know," said Martin.
"Me neither," said Mama. "But I bet you two will think of something."
For the next hour, they wrapped and tied and wound and tightened until they had four stick walls and four straw walls, but still no solution to the leaf and flower walls.
"The clouds are starting to come," Sylvia said, looking out the window. "We need to make the houses so that they're ready for the storm. What should we do with the leaves?"
"Well, maybe it shouldn't have walls," suggested Martin.
"Why not?" asked Sylvia. "Well, what if we made a leaf pile and it could be like a big leaf bed?" he said with a shrug.
"But that will blow away really easy," said Sylvia.
"Hmm," said Martin as he thought about it. "Maybe we could weigh it down."
"Oh," said Sylvia, who happened to look outside at the little scarecrow they made a few weeks previous. They had taken leaves and stuffed them into old clothes to create a little stuffed fellow.
"I know. We can put lots of leaves in a sock or a hat or something and then make an opening so the fairies can get in and out."
"Good idea," said Martin with wide eyes.
"And then maybe we can put a rock inside too to keep it in one place."
"Yeah," said Sylvia, who felt like jumping.
"Let's go."
Brother and sister gathered up all their walls and the leaves and the flowers and brought them to the mudroom. As they put on warm clothes, Mama gathered one of Daddy's old socks and handed it to Sylvia before they went outside. It had gotten colder, and they could see their breath, so they walked quickly down to the brook. As they walked, Martin noticed that the dark clouds had gotten closer.
"We need to work quickly," he said, as they arrived at the path to the water.
Sylvia immediately started on the leaf and flower house. She put a rock inside the sock and then began stuffing it gently with leaves and flowers. She then found a spot next to a tangle of shrubs where she nestled the sock, placing a stick in the opening to create a door. The red and gray sock stood out against the shrubs and grass, so she also found some pieces of bark to cover it. She stood back to admire it.
"That is a nice flower house," she said happily to herself.
Then she joined Martin to work on the stick house. She rubbed her hands together in the cold and then stuck them in her pockets as she watched him for a moment. He had already stuck 3 of the stick walls into the ground and was working on the 4th. "Can you make the roof?" he asked. Sylvia quickly gathered some small pine twigs with green needles and made a small pile. "Maybe some bark, too," said Martin, "because bark is waterproof." Sylvia nodded and found some more birch bark as well as some heavier maple tree bark. "The wood elves will be warm and dry," said Sylvia with a smile. The first drops of rain splattered on the ground as they started on the straw house. They stuck more sticks into the ground to work like posts and then tied the straw walls to them. After 4 walls were secured, they latched on the straw roof and stood back. It looked strong, dry, and beautiful.
"That's for the pixies," said Sylvia. "They will love it."
Brother and sister smiled at each other as a gust of wind made them step back. They squinted against the wind.
"Will the houses be okay?" asked Sylvia. "I think so," said Martin, who saw the stick house and the straw house move just a little in the wind. "Oh, what about the stone house?" she realized, looking at the punty house by the water.
"It's stone," said Martin. "Remember the 3 little pigs? It's the strongest."
"Okay," she said, feeling slightly unsure about that plan.
She liked how they had engineered the other houses, and leaving the stone house as it was just didn't seem fair. But before she could say anything more, the rain suddenly started to pour, and they ran as quickly as they could back to the house. They hung up their outdoor clothes, and dried their hair and faces, and then went to the window to watch the storm.
"I'm glad we're in this house," said Martin. "The wind won't blow this one down."
"But will it blow the fairy houses down?" asked Sylvia, feeling a little worried.
"I hope not,"
said Martin as he watched the trees lean this way and that in the wind. After a while, they decided to read books on the couch and then have lunch. The storm continued for a few hours and finally let up mid-afternoon. The clouds started to part, and bright sunshine came streaming down.
"It stopped raining! Let's go see how the fairy houses are doing," said Sylvia as she went to the mudroom.
They got dressed again in their warm outdoor clothes and boots and ran out into the soggy backyard. There were sticks and branches here and there that had blown in the storm. Sylvia had started to think that there was no way their fairy houses could have survived the wind when brother and sister arrived at the brook's edge. There was the stick house, strong and solid. There was the straw house, upright and undamaged. There was the leaf and flower house, missing some of the bark cover, but otherwise intact under the bush.
"They didn't get blown down," celebrated Sylvia.
"Yeah. The wind huffed and puffed but didn't blow the houses down," said Martin with a giggle.
Then Sylvia noticed that the stone house, the one that they did not work on, had been partially washed away in the water.
"Oh no," said Sylvia, "the poor punties."
Martin joined her to gather up stones and said, "In the 3 little pigs, the stone house was the only one that was still standing."
"But in ours, it was the only one that fell," said Sylvia with a slight smile. "But we're going to engineer it so it will be much stronger. Don't worry, punties."
Then brother and sister focused their attention on the stone house.
"I'll get just the right rocks," said Sylvia.
"And I'll think about how to pile them so that the house is strong," said Martin.
And so they began to work together on the 4th little house, a well-selected and engineered little fairy house.
If you enjoyed that story, there are over 200 fairy stories in the Sparkle Library and nearly 1,300 more about everything from animals to friendships to adventures in the big city, in the woods, all over the world. And this month, we'll be building fairy houses and making fairy food and doing fairy fun activities. Plus, new Martin and Sylvia stories, a Sparkle favorite. So try a Sparkle subscription now for free. go to sparklestories.com and click the button at the top that says Start Free Trial. Then you can listen to our giant library as much as you like, anytime you like. This has been an original story by Sparkle Stories of sparklestories.com. Copyright 2024. All rights reserved. We hope you enjoyed it.